With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Don Weaver. The California Public Utilities Commission held forums around the state to get feedback from Pacific Gas and Electric customers about the company's proposed rate hike. Valley Public Radio's Laura Sasui attended a meeting in Fresno to hear what customers had to say.
Please come to order. We'll go on the record.
PG&E is asking its regulator, the CPUC, to approve a rate increase that would add $1 billion to the company's revenue in 2020. The utility says the increase is to cover operating costs and fund a wildfire safety program. Mary Curry was one of the few community members who attended the forum.
But I think really we're having to pay for the cost of all these incidents that PG&E has had, and they can call it fire safe if they want to, but it's us paying for fires that PG&E was negligent in taking care of.
PG&E was found responsible for the campfire last November that destroyed the town of Paradise and killed 86 people. The company has since filed for bankruptcy, but PG&E says the rate increase won't fund claims related to that. Curry says this is the second time she's tried to protest a rate increase from PG&E.
And I'm not sure it's made a difference, but I keep doing it because somebody's got to speak for us, you know? We don't have alternatives. If I had another company I could use, that would create some competition, and I would use them.
PG&E estimates the rate increase would add about $10.50 a month to typical residential bills. If the regulator approves the increase, it could take effect next year. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Sasui.